Hello, everyone. My name is March Twisdale, and I am the producer and host of Focus On. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us here on Voice of Vashon at 101.9 FM KVSH. Whether you are tuning in via the radio or you have found us over the internet, it is wonderful to have you here. In November of 2019, I began planning for my 2020 season, a year of interviews focused on the resources and resiliency of our Vashon Mori Island. Little did I know at that time just how much we would be depending upon those two things. And now I'd like to tell you a little bit about today's show, which will be comprised of three interviews. The project is called the Vashon Island Time Exchange, and it is being brought to us by the Backbone Campaign. Once again, thank you very much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the next three mini interviews. All right, everyone. So interview number one is going to be here with Bill Moyer. How are you this morning?
I am quite well. Thank you, March.
Tell me the date real quickly when you're going to be doing your launch, and then I'm going to talk a little bit more about that.
Sure. So we're going to officially launch the Time Bank or the Vashon Time Exchange on September 19th, 2020.
Okay.
With a community teach-in.
Where is that located?
Well, these days, like most everything else, that is going to be virtual. But
Right.
It'll be principally people who are located on Vashon Island who would like to spend time with each other in some virtual COVID-safe manner and share something that they're passionate about.
Okay, excellent. Let's go ahead. And there are a lot of people who are just like me. I think I have had a sum total of four or five Zoom experiences in my entire life. Are you using Zoom?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And every time I did a Zoom thing, I was just given like a number to call and I got patched in. So I have a little sense of that. Why don't you go ahead and really quickly right now actually reassure people this is going to be easy and tell them how they get involved.
So a lot of us are having to utilize technology that we haven't utilized before and don't yet quite feel that comfortable with. And some of us are getting to feel very comfortable with this new technology, such as Zoom. You know, actually, at the very beginning of the pandemic, as we were being told to remain distant from each other, Backbone Campaign held, I think, 13 to 15 how-to Zoom sessions with people in this community and people around the country, trying to help people get comfortable with that new technology. What I love about it is I actually find it quite intuitive. And actually, my offering during the Time Exchange teach-in is actually a how-to Zoom class. And we'll also be doing some of that in the week ahead of time so that folks who want to present can feel comfortable doing so.
And so if a person right now is about to pull into their driveway, hop out of the car, and move on with their life, and they can't continue to listen any further, where exactly do they need to go so that they can get involved and not miss the 19th?
They go to vashontime.org, and that will lead them to our Time Bank tool that we've subscribed to called Community Weaver. And they can create their own personal Time Bank account. And if they want, they can create an offering, something that they'd like to teach or share, as well as start to browse the other offerings that are emerging there.
Okay.
And the folks who are joining.
So that was Vashon, where we live, time, which has value, .org. Okay, folks, we're going to dive in a little bit deeper with two other interviews after the one that I have with Bill. The 19th, this coming Saturday, is your teach-in, and people can figure out how to sign up for that via vashontime.org.
Yes.
Okay.
And if they need additional help, they can feel free to send an email to info@backbonecampaign.org with questions, and we'll gladly walk them through the process. or mm-hmm. address whatever questions we can. And actually acknowledging that we're all in a learning mode with this.
Mm-hmm.
This is a pretty giant experiment, and we're still going to be working out the quirks long after Saturday. This is a launch to help build a roster, a sense of an inventory of gifts and mm-hmm. offerings in this community to help seed the pot for future exchanges. So things don't have to happen on the 19th for this mm-hmm. to be a raging success.
Yeah, I'm really appreciating that you're making that longevity point. So I happen to be a little bit ahead of the curve, having been researching and exploring various time bank concepts for about 15 years now, including here on the island. There were some presentations, some efforts and explorations like, you know, long ago when I first moved here. So I have a sense of it. I'm not sure everyone on the island really understands the basic concept. Do you want to throw that out there?
I'll do my best. So the time banking was an idea that emerged from someone named Edgar Kahn many years ago. And the basic idea is that rather than doing just a direct trade with folks, that people could be offering some skill, gift, service, etc., and have that function as a credit in a pool so that they could receive from someone other than the person that that used their service.
So when I think of a time bank, I think of essentially an alternative form of currency. Because I think of bartering, of course, we all learn that the problem with bartering, you know, I have berries and you have carrots, but you want apples and I want a massage, you know, so how do we work that out? And so money, the concept of money has been paper, it's been coins, it's been shells, it's been a million different things probably over thousands of years, but it served as like this oil that would, you know, allow people to exchange what they have and get what they want, even if it's not a direct barter. So my impression is that we're using sort of modern technology to create a tracking system for how people share things forward, creating an opportunity for us to track it so that then people trust that, well, if I go ahead and do something for you and you're not going to do something for me immediately, that someone over there will actually help me when I have a need. So my question is, what is being tracked? Is it like hours put in? Is it by points? You know, what is it that a person gains if they give their time, which is so valuable, to two or three neighbors? What do they receive?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that I think you did a really wonderful job of explaining it. And secondly, like you said, they're tracking time or one credit for an hour. And also something you didn't mention, but I think is hovering
around
it all, is this idea that that there's something about the market that we normally deal with is not very equitable. 1 hour of someone's time is not valued in the same way as an hour as another person's time.
Right.
And that inequity is not present in a time bank system. Mm-hmm. In the time bank, everybody's time is valued the same. So if somebody needs and desires that hour of my time, then that is worth an hour of their time. And I love that sort of equalizing element of the time exchange.
Time should be, in a way, the great equalizer. It's the one thing that we all have an absolute equal amount of until we die. We just have 24 hours in every day. No one has more, no one has less. So I'm so glad you brought that up. It's so, you know, if I have something like I want to teach someone how to do some dancing from 6 feet away, you know, well, then if they say, hey, I'll go cut your blackberries for you, they spend an hour helping me and I spend an hour helping them. I agree, those things being equal, it's beautiful.
Yeah, and like you said before, it might be that they cut BlackBerries for somebody else. You know, again, it is very equalizing. It liberates the bartering system from the direct trade. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as Edgar Kahn more eloquently than I will be able to describes it, time isn't money. Time is sacred. When people mm-hmm. die, they don't probably on their deathbed don't wish they had spent more money or gotten more money. They probably think about the time that they spent and how they spent that time.
Right.
So it's not super easy to have a language around this stuff, I think. I think that we're trained to think time is money, et cetera, and base everything on monetary exchanges. And really, a time exchange is a way to sort of tickle and tease into existence a gifting economy.
Yeah.
And I think at a time like this, that we're operating in the realm of the unknown mm-hmm. in such a profound way. It's not just that we think outside the box, time to think outside the box. The walls of the box have disappeared.
Right.
And so we're all outside the box. And so this is an opportunity for us to experiment together with how do we have an economy, if you will, that's really based on community, and how do we maintain connections, which are the source of resilience and community, in a safe way, mm-hmm. but also in ways that sustain us in some of our basic needs.
I was going to say, how do we meet our needs? Exactly. Right. This is not just fundamentally what America is about. It's what humanity is about. This is like the most natural thing we can do, which is to reevaluate our situation and to creatively work together towards, you know, systems that support our needs. And I want to give you a chance because you wanted to sort of to reflect upon the level of community engagement that Backbone Campaign has engaged in moving towards this, so that you're not just like, hi, we're doing this over here by ourselves in a little silo and now we're going to tell you about it. The community already is aware in a lot of ways. So tell us a little bit about how that happened. Maybe do you expect there to be like a reevaluation like in 3 months or 6 months? Or do you expect the adaptation process to be like ongoing as we as a community take ownership of this and really create it into what it can be?
First, I think that it's important to acknowledge that the change is inevitable. So this is an opportunity, like other things that we've been doing this year as Backbone Campaign, but not just Backbone Campaign, lots of groups. We're mm-hmm. all stretching out and doing different kind of work because though change is inevitable, it's not always inevitable that it'll be awesome. And so, you know, we can be afraid and mm-hmm. be the recipient on the receiving end of somebody else's version of change. Or we can be authors and co-authors of that change. Because the other thing, if we choose to not be co-authors of this emergent world that we're making,
right.
We can succumb to retreat into fear and isolation. And we know that there's no power and no real future and no resilience in fear and isolation. And the time bank idea emerged from that VashonResilience.org project of Backbone Campaigns. So people can check out some of that history at VashonResilience.org. And we assembled a team. So it's been really important to make sure that we're listening to the community mm-hmm. as we launch this, and we will continue to listen to the community. And I'll tell you, there's two really important other aspects of that.
Right.
One is that in a time when education is in a paradigm shift, it seemed like maybe the time exchange that we'd already been working on might be a useful tool for expanding the pool of resources for kids, for the for teachers, as well as for the whole community, so that we're really thinking about lifelong learning,
right?
And that we're sort of making those connections. And so we have had conversations with people who are involved in everything from Student Link to Arts in the Schools to the administration of the school district, and we know how hard they're working to get things rolling again.
Right.
And so we're not, you know, trying to burden them with another project, but we are trying to sow the seeds for to be a resource for them in the coming months as they reassess how school in this time is going. And also as we reassess, that's the last part, is that, yeah, this is an experiment we're inviting people into, and we will be constantly reassessing it.
We've all been trying to do this in a way. There was like a Vashonal email list for a while, and there's like various Facebook groups. And, you know, so I think a lot of us have been moving towards the concept of exchanging information, and also sometimes people offer, I can do this, I can do that. But this is a whole new and yet old way of doing
this. And hopefully
this,
a complementary platform. We just want to be a catalyst for something that the community really takes ownership of.
I think people have been inching their way towards wanting to be able to, you know, figure out, how do I get myself out there? How do I find a way to meet your need? You meet my need. And so it looks like this is, as you say, a new complementary. But I really want to put out that word old. You know, money may have been around for a very long time, but for the majority of human history, when money did exist, it was a rare commodity that a very small class of people actually played with. And the vast majority of people exchanged time. You did not have peasants in the Middle Ages walking around exchanging coins. People have been exchanging time, I think, for far longer than money. So there's no reason really to expect that this can't actually be incredibly successful.
Yeah, you know, and one of the reasons that in times past I think that time banks aren't successful is there is not a critical mass of people utilizing the tool.
Right.
And so people aren't seeing the thing that they need on the offerings,
right,
or a place for themselves to fit in. And I think what's unique about this moment is, for better or for worse, we are all in this together, and there's a lot of uncertainty in all of our lives. And this is a time when we have the combination of the sort of the collective struggle to remake our world, and simultaneously the technology is at a place where we're not dealing with 3x5 cards,
right,
or a spreadsheet, right? The technology's been developed to the place where it should be quite easy for us to be able to do this. And I think we're going to get good at it. So anyway, March, I just want to say thank you.
Yes, absolutely. And in truth, there are certain bills that you can only pay at this point in time with hard cash. And if we can meet other needs outside of the money economy, it allows more of us to spend that money where it has to be spent. And that's another piece about this. If, you know, if you don't have to spend your money on having someone come help you on the property, then you can pay that mortgage more easily, right?
Right.
That's just a plain reality.
Yeah. Keeping people's quality of life up,
yeah,
even though through an economic downturn, is certainly a major attribute or potential for a time exchange.
Yep.
And to sort of, in a way, decolonize our lives, however possible, out of a monetized system or a debt economy or a stress and the anxiety of that,
yep,
also seems quite important. And I think as a community, we've still got lots and lots of work to do on that. And the time bank's probably just a very tiny piece of it. But, you know, I think that discussions about how are we all going to exist here together, how do people who work here afford to live here,
mm-hmm,
and how do we take care of each other?
Right.
I think eventually I'd like to see something more like a community compact about what we agree to provide to each other as members of this community. And I think this is a way, this tool is just one of many ways to create what somebody once called conviviality.
Yeah, and like you said, connection can actually grow because we're not socially distancing. We are physically creating space to protect our health, but socially we can come together more closely at the same time.
That's right.
Bill, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for doing what you do. It's so important.
All right, everyone. So just a quick reminder, you're listening to Voice of Vashon at 101.9 FM, KVSH, or you may have gone to voiceofvashon.org and be streaming us over the internet. Thank goodness for modern technology. My name is March Twisdale, and the show is called Focus On. And in November of 2019, when I began planning for my 2020 season with interviews based upon resources and resiliency that we have here already on Vashon Island, I had no idea how challenging this year was going to be and how important those resources and resiliency would end up being as well. So I'm really thrilled to be having three interviews in this hour. We just finished chatting with Bill Moyer, and now I'll be speaking with Deborah Perpetua. Deborah, are you there?
I am indeed.
Excellent. So thank you so much for joining me today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah. So if just a quick recap for folks who may have just tuned in, we are talking about the Vashon Island Time Exchange, which will be sort of launched with a teach-in this coming Saturday, the 19th of September, and that's going to be happening over Zoom. So that's what we're all talking about. Now, Deborah, you are part of the team that has been helping to bring this about, and you've got some really interesting perspectives that I'm looking forward to hearing more about. Why don't we talk a little bit about some of your research into other time banks or time exchanges that are happening on the international level, because this is not a brand new idea and it is quite successful in a lot of places. But first, go ahead and let everyone know on the island who hasn't already met you, who you are and what you do.
Sure. So I am Deborah Perpetua, and I have lived for most of the last 30 years here on Vashon Island. I raised my daughter here and have very much enjoyed being part of the community as she was growing up and seeing all the benefits of being in a close-knit community where we can all support each other in good times and bad. So for most of the last 4 years, I have actually been based in Ireland, in the west of Ireland. So in part because of those experiences, I have perhaps a bit of a wider perspective on what's happening in other parts of the world, particularly around time banking or the time exchanges. Mm-hmm. So I've been really excited to see how this has taken off in places like the UK in particular, within Europe, also in New Zealand, in South America, in Asia, and all over the United States. For instance, I was reading an article about the impacts of the earthquakes in Christchurch, New Zealand in 2017,
right,
and how there was already an existing time bank in place there. And because of those connections that were already strong, people were able to go and check in on each other and provide some of those immediate resources that folks needed while the emergency responders were pretty overwhelmed.
Right. Well, you know, when I was chatting with Bill, one of the things that we sort of ended on was, to us, people who are alive today and who have grown up in the last three generations, this feels new, at least in this culture specifically. But really, the concept of time having value and people exchanging their time with one another and their skills is probably one of the oldest human interactions and the longest lasting form of relationship that we've ever had as a species. It's basically what we do. It's how you collaborate. What are some of the ways in which you guys have thought ahead expectations or goals you might have?
We have given that a great deal of thought and have been collaborating with some groups across the country that have more established time banks and time exchanges and have been able to sort of pick their brains, as it were, in terms of how they have been doing things like an orientation online rather than in person. So what we're planning to do is to build in some of those capabilities with fairly frequent Zoom meetings. We have three coming up this week that would include Monday at 6, Tuesday at 10, and Wednesday at 5. And those times will be listed on vashontime.org. at the Vashon Island Time Exchange website.
Great.
And that we've learned some tools for drawing out some of those idea forming or brainstorming sessions around what people are good at, what people love to do, what people are curious about, and perhaps what needs doing around their home as the seasons are changing, classes and workshops and teach-ins. It won't be exclusively online. There are opportunities for folks to do things in person if they choose. We are realizing that not everyone is completely tech savvy. We've all got a lot to learn about Zoom. Many of us hadn't even used Zoom until 2020.
Nope,
I hadn't.
No.
It was pretty overwhelming at first, and I probably made a few errors along the way, but I now feel much more comfortable with it.
So let's walk through this a little bit before we get to the five core values, which I'm really looking forward to exploring as well. So for example, I've homeschooled my kids. I think you also dipped your toe or spent a considerable amount of time doing that with your daughter. Is that true?
That is true, yes.
Okay.
We chose that path up until high school age, at which point she reentered the public school system.
Yeah, pretty typical. We did similarly. So one thing that I've been feeling is that this year, with whether your child is doing online schooling or whether you just decide to, you know, jump the boat and go straight for homeschooling on your own, it's still, you're not walking out and putting the kid on a bus and saying goodbye, and then 8 hours later they show up again. They're actually a solid and consistent part of your family life. And I feel like this is a good example in a way. There's all these people on the island who have all these amazing skills and knowledge and just wealth of information to share forward. And we've been trained for a few generations since the late 1800s to really have a concept of children get put up on this educational shelf. And for, you know, about 12 years, they're just sort of out of sight, out of mind, unless you go watch them in a sport or a play or see them on the weekend at the grocery store. And that then later, when they come down as full-fledged adults, you know, we sort of like engage with them again. And I feel like a lot of us, I've been saying, we just need to, like, the adults on the island need to crack their brains open and shake their heads around a little bit and just alter that idea of children as separate and really welcome them back in. Maybe that could be a really incredible closet of gifting and opportunity to sort of open up on what is it that people out there know that they'd be willing, thrilled, and happy to share with younger members, you know, of our community.
Very much so. That is a big part of our vision, is to connect some of those populations, school-aged children with older adults, various populations that might not otherwise have a lot of interaction with each other, people that may or may not speak English as their first language.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a rich array of opportunities that we're seeing for making some of those connections possible. Programs that we could put in place, perhaps in collaboration with individual families or with the school system, once they're kind of in the swing of things with this new way of doing education, to make those kinds of connections possible that wouldn't otherwise, those populations wouldn't otherwise cross paths normally.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So a person might be sitting around twiddling their thumbs and thinking, oh, you know, my back's bad. I can't do gardening. I don't think I could clean someone's house, and I can't really teach another language, and oh, I don't really have anything to offer. But the truth is that it could be something like, hey, I'm going to go ahead and teach people how to make the best fudge brownies. I mean, like, literally it could be something like that. Because there are people out there who they'll go watch a video of a stranger doing fudge brownies. So why wouldn't they want to maybe learn from someone who lives five blocks down the road, and later they're going to actually, you know, maybe run into them again? So it seems like there might be a lot of things we can offer that we're not necessarily used to considering valuable, because if it doesn't fit into the money economy, we assume it doesn't have value. And I love this reorientation towards value of time compared to what the other system suggests has value. What are your thoughts on that?
So true. Absolutely. That ties in with an offering I will be doing during our Each One Teach One, or Each One Teach Many, however you'd like to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I have, during the lockdown, been teaching myself to make a lot of different kinds of foods that I hadn't made before. And it's been really fun to learn to make things like my own ricotta cheese, marmalade, lemon curd, sort of sweet and savory things to put on toast is the way that I'm thinking of the list that I came up with. So I'm going to offer that this coming Saturday, the 19th, for anyone that would be interested in learning some of the ways that I've learned to top your toast or your cracker, either for your daily breakfast or for special occasions. Got some fun ideas around that, and as well as ways to identify what some of those skills or passions are that each of us has that we can share.
Can you go ahead and discuss the five core values of time exchanges?
Yes, indeed. I have in front of me a document that lists the five core values of time banking. So these came out of the founder, one of the founders, Edgar Kahn, and he wrote a couple of books that that address these kinds of issues. One of them is called No More Throwaway People. At that point, he listed four values, and then later a fifth was added. So at this point, the five core values, as they are used by, I would say, most time banks in the U.S. anyway. So
yes.
The first five core value of time banking would be assets, which means that every one of us has something of value to share with someone else. It's a way of honoring the fact that each of us is valuable, and we all do have lots of things to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And in a sense, time banking is a way to perhaps get to the core of what some of those skills and interests are for folks. So first we have assets, then we have redefining work. As it says here, there are some forms of work that money will not easily pay for, like building strong families, revitalizing neighborhoods, making democracy work, advancing social justice. Time credits were designed to reward, recognize, and honor that work.
Mm-hmm.
One of the visions that we have for the Vashon Island Time Exchange is a way for existing island organizations to offer their members a chance to be rewarded for the hours that they volunteer for their groups. So if someone volunteers for an existing island organization, there are loads and loads of them for people that that like to volunteer here on the island.
Mm.
Once you're a member of our time exchange, you can credit yourself for each hour that you are spending as a volunteer, and then those credits can be used for something that you are interested in learning or receiving from somebody else within the time bank.
I think that's really fascinating what you mentioned about people who are already volunteering, you know, not getting paid for their time, giving their time to help with all sorts of things on the island, whatever it is they might be doing. And that now, instead of just feeling good about themselves and knowing they've contributed internally, they're actually really being recognized by the community and able to count those hours. That's really an awesome idea.
It sure is. And we see that the time exchange as being a sort of a hub for those island organizations that are also looking for new volunteers or have a short-term project that they really need some extra time from volunteers for. So as somebody that just returned to the island after being away for most of the last 4 years, I was interested when I returned this spring in volunteering somewhere just to kind of get back into the community a bit. It did have a bit of a hard time figuring out who might want or need my help. So we're seeing this as a way for folks to have a central location to go to when they are looking for something they'd like to do short-term or long-term. They could just help out for a weekend project, or they could do something on an ongoing basis with a group. But now there's a place to go to find those opportunities. That leads us to number three in the five core values, which is listed as reciprocity, the idea that paying it forward ensures that together we can help each other build the world we all will live in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so visible here on our island because it is a finite geographical area that that our decisions, our choices do have impacts on each other, and that we can all play a role in creating the better world that is possible. And through visiting the Vashon Island Time Exchange, there will be an ongoing updated list of the offers that people have put up on the exchange,
right,
as well as the requests. And that's a way to sort of trigger for folks some of those ideas,
mm-hmm,
a reminder for something that they had perhaps had an interest in at some stage in their life and kind of put on a shelf. You know, somebody offers guitar lessons, and
right,
you think, you know, I've always wanted to do that, but haven't had the time, and now is the time.
The best stories, the best movies, you know, are all about overcoming hardship. And that doesn't mean in an aggressive way. You know, a lot of times it can be like what the Little Women, you know, that the book Little Women, and how they're figuring out how to help out their neighbors and bring food to people who need it and stuff. So I think that when we face challenge, it's an invitation, an opportunity, a door opening to creating those amazing memories and stories of how now it's our turn, coming out of, you know, the 80s and the 90s and the last, you know, the first decade of the century, where really in so many ways life has just been handed to us on a platter so easy. And if we face some challenge now, it's just what our grandparents got through, and this is our turn to get through it. And I think there's beauty in that.
Absolutely. Very much so. That leads right on into core value number 4, which is the building of community and social networks. It says here that we can reweave. That's a tricky verb to pronounce, reweave, but it's an important one. Helping each other, we reweave communities of support, strength, and trust. Community is built by sinking roots, building trust, and creating networks. Just as you said, this is an old way of doing things, and we are revisiting it now because the need is growing ever stronger to reweave those communities, to strengthen those networks. Now's the time.
Yeah, I agree. Deborah, I really appreciate you calling in today and joining me here on the show.
It has been a pleasure indeed to be here, and I'll just close out with core value number 5, which is respect.
Mm.
The heart and soul of democracy lies in respect for others. We strive to respect where people are in the moment, not where we hope they will be at some future point. And the Vashon Island Time Exchange will provide some of those opportunities for us to learn from each other, to become our better selves, and to arrive at a better future because we are stronger together.
I'm really glad you had a great time in Ireland, and I'm really glad you're back.
Me too. Me too.
And, you know, stay safe out there.
Absolutely. You as well. It was a real pleasure.
Yeah. Good. Excellent.
All right.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
I will. You too.
Bye.
Alrighty, so for those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to Voice of Vashon on 101.9 FM, KVSH. My name is March Twisdale. I am the producer and host of this show, which is called Focus On. And this year, 2020, we are focusing on resources and resiliency here on Vashon Mori Island. And if you were here earlier in the hour, I have been speaking with a couple of members of the Vashon Island Time Exchange, which is sort of launching itself into the island collective awareness this coming Saturday, September 19th. We're going to talk about some details about what that day is going to look like. And if you missed the beginning of the interview, you can go to marchtwisdale.com and find it there, or voiceofvashon.org. Check the shows tab, go down to Focus On, and everything is kept archived there. Okie doke. So right now I'm speaking with Amy Morrison. Amy, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having us here.
Absolutely. Can you really quickly tell folks who haven't had the awesome opportunity to meet you just a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, thank you. I raised my two girls here on Vashon, so we've been here for about a little over 20 years, and I became the deputy director of the Backbone Campaign a few years ago after being a volunteer for quite a while.
This Saturday is important because it's a teach-in, if I understand correctly.
Correct, right. Yeah, it's based on the idea that we all have something to offer, which is one of the core values of time banking, is that everybody has something to offer, where we all have assets. And so we're asking people, what is it that you are passionate about, experienced with, have knowledge about, have a unique perspective on, and to sign up to share that on Saturday the 19th. And so we're creating a schedule. People can choose to use the Zoom lines that we have, or they can, if it's appropriate, like maybe they want to show how to make a garden bed, they can do that possibly outdoors in a physically distanced way. So offerings can be either, you know, virtual or actually in person, as long as they're done in a COVID-safe way. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping to fill out a schedule through the whole day of different people's offerings. And so people who are members of the Time Bank, we're asking them, what is it that you might be able to show others?
So the 19th is not a teach-in specifically about how time banking or time exchanges work. It's more like actually an example day.
Right, and also it's an invitation for people to think outside the box. And so I think a lot of people, their first thought is, oh, I don't have anything to offer. I don't know. You know, I don't know anything. And so it's really sort of, you know, diving into, well, what are some of the unique experiences or, you know, things that you might be able to talk about that other people may not know? Like maybe you lived through the Depression, or maybe you lived through a moment in history that informed the way that you think about certain things. Like you could share those things, or maybe you know how to do canning. You can demonstrate that. You know, there's just so many different possibilities, and we just invite people to think creatively.
I don't understand Zoom, so I know for a fact that there's information that people need that I'm not even asking the right question about. So, like, let's say I want to participate this Saturday. What do I need to do?
Well, it's first you would sign up to join the Time Exchange. So there's a very simple online form that we ask you to fill out, and then you start your profile. And that whole process takes maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah, I did that this morning.
Yeah, and so once you become approved as a member, then you can look and see what other people have put as offers. To give you an idea of what are some ideas, and then you can think of what you just post. It's called an ad. So you just post your ad of what your offer is, and then other people can see that, and then the coordinators will contact people who make offers to find out, like, to fit them into the schedule for the day.
Got it. So, like, here
and
under
a little appetizing schedule.
Right. So here under events in the top left-hand corner of the Vashon Island Time Exchange, which folks... I thought it was vashontime.org, but it's coming up as vashontimebanks.org.
Well, you can, if you go to vashontime.org, we did a redirect.
Good. Okay, great.
That was a really easy URL to remember.
Okay. I thought, oh no, I did it wrong. Okay. So vashontime.org works. Okay. So I'm up here under events. It says featured event is 9/19, and it says each one, teach one, a community teach-in. And I can click on that. And, okay, so there's information. So am I going to, let's say I don't want to present anything. Let's say I've got other things going on Saturday, and I'm not prepared to present anything. But I want to receive. How do I do that? We live in the world of many people don't know Zoom. Let us know what we need to do.
Right. And so... We will be publishing a schedule of different offerings. One of those will be in advance of the 19th on how to Zoom. So back in April, May, Backbone taught probably 400 people or something,
right,
how to use Zoom. So we had a number of classes, and we want to keep doing that. So we'll probably be doing a class like that this coming week so that people can get more comfortable with the tool as they go into Saturday.
Good.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a button you click on the website that's going to give you the Zoom phone number? Do we already know what the Zoom phone number is and I can tell people about it? How do you literally call in and get engaged?
Yeah, well, we are still working out the logistics of that, and probably in the next few days we'll have a clearer idea, but basically we'll have two different Zoom lines, and we'll just have to work with the members and figure out who wants to attend what session and make sure they have that correct Zoom link.
Got it. Okay, so, great. So basically it's sort of like any conference out there. There will be, you know, it's like so-and-so at, you know, 9 a.m. and so-and-so at 10 a.m. and a little 10-minute break or whatever. And then, you know, you just look through there and then you pick which ones you're interested in observing, the ones you have time for, and then you will be able to Zoom in.
Exactly. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then we also set up a new webpage called Bash on Resilience.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll probably be putting, it has a little bit different features. Like it has a great calendar feature that the Time Bank site doesn't have. So we'll probably be putting a lot more information on that site too.
Okay. Brilliant. Yeah. VashonResilience.org.
Correct. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, good. Yeah, no, I'm looking at it. I always love having my laptop with me when I'm doing these interviews because I can look stuff up. And so there is, now here's the next thing that we were going to chat about a little bit, which is sort of exciting. For sometimes on Vashon Island, it can be a little hard to catch the cats, right? There's a lot of things going on, and having a clearinghouse space where you can sort of just sort of see a summary of everything that's happening can be challenging. And so you said that there's going to be very purposeful and intentional collaboration between the Vashon Time Exchange and nonprofits that are already active on the island. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, we're reaching out to the nonprofits on the island and inviting them in to join as members. Before we actually started this, we did a sort of needs inventory with the nonprofit community. We reached out to about 40 or 50 nonprofits. We heard from about half of those talking about what they might need in a time exchange and how a time exchange might help them with their volunteer needs.
All right.
You know, everything is kind of so different right now because of the virus, but it's a little trickier working with volunteers if you're a nonprofit, but you know, we're just sort of evolving and as we go.
I really like the look of this website, the Vashon Resilience. And so folks, if you go to VashonResilience.org, there's, you know, it's a typical website, right? But you scroll down a little bit, and I really, as a person who doesn't do a lot of Zoom, and the only Zooming I've done has actually been on my phone in the springtime when I was working with a publishing team. And so it was really just sort of like, you know, being on speakerphone with eight different people. But we've all seen, I think, those YouTube videos out there where you have like, you know, nine faces staring at you from a screen that's like lined out into squares, right? You know, a grid shape.
Yeah.
Well, that is right here on the homepage of VashonResilience.org. And I think that this will help people, especially those who are on the island who haven't done this yet, feel more comfortable, because people we know and love are staring at us. You know, Susan McCabe, yourself, Will Lockwood, Shane, Jewel. So, you know, it's just a bunch of people. One person's in a car. I can tell that. So
yeah,
it's just people in the world who get together basically for a virtual meeting. It's not scary. It's pretty good technology. It tends to work really well. And you can click on play here, folks, and sort of, it's called Update on Local Resilience Projects on Vashon Island. So you can observe and get a sense of what you're looking forward to perhaps on Saturday.
Right. Yeah, there's hundreds of time banks around the world and a lot in this country. So we interviewed Edgar Kahn, who's considered the grandfather of time banking, and he's written a book about time dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got so much inspiration from him. So we want to do these things called rituals of renewal, which is what Edgar Kahn talked about. And that's kind of what we see as like a community teach-in as. Mm-hmm. So it's a way to reinvigorate people's connections with the time exchange and, you know, develop new ways of contributing to the community.
You know, I could, it's interesting. I have two thoughts that sort of really jump up to mind around that. And I think it's so important to talk up front early on about these little minor pitfalls that can happen so we're aware of them and maybe can dodge them. But I know for me, there's baggage that comes along with the concept of money. And mm-hmm. so sometimes when we're trying to value ourselves in that world, I think it can take away, like if your friend calls up and says, hey, I need some help, you know, I just got out of the hospital, blah, 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 or I had a baby. People love to like go over to their house and be like, oh, I can help out, blah, blah, blah. It makes us feel good because we're being generous and kind and helpful. And then our friend feels good and it just feels great. But if we were to call it and be like, well, you know, I'd be happy to come over. And by the way, I'm going to go ahead and log that in the time bank. Now we feel like we're asking our friend to pay us to help them out. You see what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, how do we dodge that? How do we allow ourselves to be comfortable that we're still giving if we also are tracking it in the time bank? How do we not end up feeling sort of like, ooh, it no longer was a gift. Now I got a version of money, which is, you know, a credit on my time bank. Are there any ideas about how to dodge that? Because I think that'll come up for some people. And I don't think it's necessarily should come up, but I think it's part of our shared money economy history.
Right. Well, in the time exchange, you know, it's based on people's requests that they post and their offers that they post. And so, I mean, if I needed help from a friend, I wouldn't really be posting that in the time exchange, I don't think. I would first reach out to my friend and then, so I'm hoping that.
So that wouldn't come up because that wouldn't even be in the system. It's not like I just go in and say, oh, by the way, I helped a friend out. It's more like a person in the system asks for help. I give them help and we do it through the system and that's where the tracking happens.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And we'll see. There we go. Learning. It's a teach-in. Ha! My interview's a teach-in.
one thing that I really liked from my first conversations with Edgar was that he pointed out to me that the most precious thing that we have is an hour of our time.
Mm.
And so being very intentional about how we want to use that most precious thing that we have that's more precious than money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that was kind of transformative to me and helped me think more about how do I want to be more intentional with my time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Absolutely. There's actually a really interesting movie. It's called Jupiter Rising. I'm going to double check that real quick. But it's by Jupiter Ascending. It's by the Wachowski sisters now. I think they were brothers initially. Now they're sisters. So the same people who did the Matrix series. And in this sci-fi story, this movie, basically there's this thing that will make you young again. And so there's this character, and she's talking to the protagonist. And she says, in your world, people fight over resources, water, land, oil, money. And then she says, but in our world, because they're more like an international society or intergalactic society, right? So, you know, she says, like, there's nothing more precious than time. The only resource worth fighting over is more time. And it's so true, really. You know, would you take $1 billion if you're only going to have another 3 months of life?
Right. Yeah, and also he points out that that everything that it took for us to get to this point in our existence was based on things that our society doesn't value, that have no monetary value.
Mm-hmm.
Things like, you know, caring for one another, and knowing, you know, alerting each other about danger,
mm-hmm.
So all of the things that helped us survive up until now, they're priceless, but they aren't valued in our monetary system.
Mm-hmm.
And so we also feel like at Backbone Champaign, we feel like we are in a paradigm shift. And so it's time to start building new systems that actually serve us better as a community. So we feel like the time exchange is one of those tools that will help mm-hmm. us move out of this sort of extractive mentality
mm-hmm.
and into more of a cooperative shared economy.
Right. Well, you know, as a person who has devoted most of the last 20 years of my life to all sorts of things that had a great deal of value to many, many people, and yet I didn't get paid for any of it. Yeah. You know, it is interesting how many gaps are present in the money economy. And I'm not even against a money economy, but I just want people to see it as the very imperfect entity that it is, so to speak.
Absolutely. And a couple other conversations that Backbone had in addition to our one with Edgar, these were a little bit unrelated to time banking, but about the economy, was we mm-hmm. recently had one with a person who wrote a book about universal basic income,
mm-hmm.
which was interesting. And then we had another conversation with folks in Washington State that want to form a state public bank.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that this is a great opportunity to think about some of these different systems and different tools that would actually serve human beings instead of the corporate paradigm that we are hopefully getting out of.
Right. Well, I unfortunately we're running out of time, but Amy, I really, really appreciate you calling in today. And of course, the massive amount of time that you have invested in bringing this opportunity forward for the island and you and your collaborators. So many, many thanks for this effort.
Well, thank you, Marsh. We really appreciate you talking to us about it. I want to check out that movie you mentioned.
Yes. It's a fun movie. It's a lot of fun.